This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
As we begin year two of the coronavirus pandemic, vaccines are rolling out and some states have started easing COVID restrictions. President Biden will mark the anniversary with his first primetime address to the nation on Thursday. His $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill is about to win final congressional approval in the House. He may sign the bill by midweek. The AP's Julie Walker.
The package is expected to easily pass the Democratic-controlled House. Republicans say it's too big and filled with spending having nothing to do with COVID. President Biden and others say big is what's needed to fix an economy stalled by the pandemic. It includes billions for vaccines, $1,400 stimulus checks for many Americans, money to feed the hungry, open schools, help small businesses and struggling restaurants, among other things. I'm Julie Walker.
A new AP poll finds that about 4 in 10 Americans say they're still hurting financially after losing a job or income in this pandemic. Gregory Moses in Chattanooga, Tennessee, says it hasn't been too hard on him.
It is worse for some people, but poor people are already used to being poor. You know, they hire rich people, hire a guy like me to water their plants. Now they're watering them themselves.
The Derek Chauvin trial has been back in session this morning. The former Minneapolis police officer charged in George Floyd's death. They're picking a jury, though the trial was delayed yesterday when prosecutors tried to charge Chauvin with an additional offense, third-degree murder. Two people found dead in a house near a big U.S. air base in Germany, Ramstein Air Base. Police tweet they're looking for a perpetrator, though they aren't saying yet how the two people died or who they were. They are asking people in the area to stay indoors. This is AP News. The state attorney general in New York has named the team that will investigate Governor Cuomo. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has appointed a former federal prosecutor and an employment attorney to investigate allegations of sexual harassment against Governor Andrew Cuomo. James has tabbed June Kim, who was acting U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, and employment attorney Ann Clark to conduct the probe. Several women, including three former staff members, have accused Cuomo of making inappropriate comments and, in some cases, giving them uncomfortable hugs or unwanted kisses. Cuomo has denied touching anyone inappropriately. On Sunday, Cuomo said he does not intend to resign. I'm Mike Gracia.
The University of Texas's report on the school's song, The Eyes of Texas, says the song has no racist intent, but athletes and band members will not be required to sing it at games and campus events. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.